Well, greetings to you again today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And this week for the Daily Inspirations, we're looking at seven things that the New Testament says that God is able to do. Seven things that the New Testament says that God is able to do. On the 26th, we saw that God was able to raise up children of Abraham from ordinary river stones. I just encourage you to go back and listen to day 26 for the introduction for this whole series, so I don't have to say it over and over again, but the introduction for it and how God did fulfill the words of John the Baptist when he told those Jews who came to be baptized, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you, that God is able, there it is, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And then I also encourage you to listen to yesterday's message if you are not born again. If you have some questions about being born again or what the new birth is, please listen to yesterday's message, day 27. Where we tried to make it very clear how a person is saved, how a person is born again, what salvation is, and how we can be saved. So, yeah, please listen to that message on the 27th. Well, this is day 3 in this 7-day series, and the third God is able that we're going to look at is found in Romans chapter 4. We're looking at seven God is ables this week. And the third one that we're going to consider here is in Romans chapter 4. So if you have your Bible and you're able to, turn to Romans chapter 4, and I'm going to start reading with verse 16. This is a beautiful passage about Abraham. Verse 16, it says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And if you remember in day 26, we looked at Abraham. It's those who have the faith of Abraham. Well, here it is right here. It says, it's not this faith or this promise that might be sure to all people is not only to the law or not only to the Jews is what that's talking about, but also to all who would have the faith of Abraham, even the Gentiles, and who is the father of us all. Abraham is the father of us all if we have the faith of Abraham, not the blood of Abraham, but the faith of Abraham, as we talked about in day 26. Verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed. Let me read that again. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed. Even God, who quickeneth or made alive the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were, who against hope, this is talking about Abraham, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Well, who spoke it? God spoke it. He gave Abraham promises back in Genesis chapter 12, it starts, and it goes through for several chapters where he talks about, he gives Abraham this promise that he's going to be the father of many nations. And here he was getting older, and him and his wife weren't having children, but God gave him these promises, and Abraham believed them. Verse 19, it says, and being not weak in faith, he wasn't weak in faith, he was strong in faith. It didn't mean that he never faltered or tried to work it out his own way. It doesn't mean that, but he wasn't weak in faith. He was strong in faith, and he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, He wasn't able to have children. His body was dead. His hormones weren't working anymore and all of this. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. She was, 90 years old or something. And she hadn't had any children yet, and she was past the age of having children. Her womb was dead. But Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. God told him it was going to happen, and he believed that it was going to happen. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. He wasn't weak in faith. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. What a beautiful passage. And being fully persuaded, he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, what he had promised, he was able also to perform. There it is, the able, that God was able also to perform. So this was the promise that God had made, that he would be the father of many nations, and Abraham believed that he was able to keep that promise. I'm going to continue to read a few more verses. It says, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So these promises, God's promise, all the promises in the Bible, they weren't just for Abraham, but it's for all who would believe in God and who would trust in him and have this kind of confidence, this kind of faith in him. In verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses, this was Jesus, and was raised again for our justification. This goes right along with what we talked about yesterday in salvation. It was through the blood of Jesus. Verse 1 of chapter 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. It's not through our works, but we're justified through faith. It's believing in Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through Christ. It's in Christ. If we are in Christ, we're saved. If we're not in Christ, we're not saved. And it's not in a church. It's not in a family, but it's in Christ. If you're in Christ, you might go to the best church and have the best family, but that doesn't mean anything if you're not in Christ. You're not going to be saved unless you are in Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom also we have access to, by faith, into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Well, I'll stop reading there in that passage, but Abraham believed what God had promised. That God was able to perform what he had promised. God is able to keep all his promises, and he will keep all his promises. We can count on it. So what are some of the promises that you can think of in the Bible that you believe God is able to do? What are some promises that God is able to do for you? Do you have that confidence? Do you have that faith of Abraham that what God said, even though his body was dead, even though he was 100 years old, his wife was 90 years old, they weren't having children, God or Abraham believed God that he was able to do it. What are some promises that you believe God will do for you and can do for you? Is his promise of salvation sure to you? He says that he will save you if you come to him the way that he tells you to come. And we talked about some of that yesterday. So what are some promises? Well, here's some that I typed out and have here before us that I'm going to read. This is out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God. All the promises of God are yea and amen to the glory of God. In 2 Peter 1, verse 4, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. that these promises are for us, and that these promises will help us and deliver us out of the corruption that is in the world through lust. Also, 1 John 2:25, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Does God keep his promise? If he promised us eternal life and he tells us how we can come to him, how we can come through Christ and how we can be saved, can we trust that promise that God says that he will give us eternal life? Or do we just have to be walking in unbelief? He wants us to trust in him and have that confidence if we come to him the way that he demands. Psalms 34, verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Maybe you're going through some affliction right now. The Lord can deliver you out of all of your afflictions. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Maybe you are a righteous person, and you're going through some afflictions right now. God is able to deliver you out of them all. Isaiah 43:2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Maybe you're going through some deep waters. Maybe you're going through some fire in your life, some trials, some testing. Well, God will be with you. This is the promise that he's given. He will be with you. I will be with thee, he says, through these things. This is a promise that you can lay hold on. John chapter 14, it says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus, if you have come to Jesus through his blood, you've come not by your own works, by your own merits, but you come through the blood of Christ. He's preparing a place in heaven for you. It's a promise. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. If you love God and you're called according to his purpose, he'll work everything out for good for you. You might go through some very difficult things, but you have this promise that he will work things out for good. Doesn't mean that you're not going to suffer but he can work even those things out for good. And one more, Revelation 21, verse 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. So God will wipe all tears from their eyes, from our eyes. So God is able to keep his promises. That's what this message is about today. I hope that's an inspiration to you. Look at the promises of God and see that he is able. Have the faith of Abraham and believe in God, even though it looks impossible. God is the God of the impossible. So God bless you today. Thanks for calling in.